Let us take this moment to put ourselves in an attitude of reflection. As a young adult, Martin Luther King Jr. began to see his faith as a force for social change. In his memory, I offer this moment of reflection using some of his own words of hope and inspiration, and those words from which he drew strength and conviction. We can remember that Dr. King's message transcends faith beliefs, and his legacy rises above many barriers. And we, as a people, still must work today to cross those same walls to find common ground in our beliefs, our races, our nations, our values, and even political parties. Please remember, Kansas State University's plurality reflects all of these things. Dr. King told us the ultimate measure of a person is not where he or she or they stand in moments of comfort and convenience, but where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. Dr. King emphasized, if we are to have peace on earth, our loyalties must become ecumenical rather than sectional. Our loyalties must transcend our race, our tribe, our class, and our nations. And this means we must develop a world perspective. Mrs. King noted that Dr. King's favorite song was, "If I Can Help Somebody." Please listen to these words. If I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody he is traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as humans off, if I can bring back beauty to a world upwrought, if I can spread love's message that a master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. May Kansas State University, as a community defined by plurality and pluralism, find the common ground to stand together against darkness and hate, to find light and love. As we close our gathering today, I ask that you greet those around you with your own word or action that communicates peace. Every effort we make to connect is meaningful. And so it is. Yes, indeed. Amen.